Hello, friends. Thanks for joining me today. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. It is Monday, December 27th, 2010, and I am on RBN from 12 to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, Monday through Friday. You are listening to RBN because you can handle the truth. Spingola Speaks and the first hour of Michael Rivero's show, What Really Happened, are available on shortwave at WWCR 13.845. Be sure to subscribe to the archives. It is only $1.33 per month. See my guest schedule and their page links at spingola.com. Just scroll down and click on See My Radio Schedule Guest right under the welcome logo. We will take calls later on in the show at 800-313-9443. My guests today are Wesley W. Hoyt and Roland Hinkson. Roland is the author of A Cesspool of Judicial Corruption, The David Hinkson Story. Read it online. Get your friends and family to read it. You may see it at Roland Hinkson, H-I-N-K-S-O-N, files.com/home.html. We'll give that later on in the show, or just go to Spingola Speaks and scroll down. Wes Hoyt wrote the foreword for that book. Let me read a part of what he wrote, and I quote, "The presumption of innocence is the fundamental right at the foundation of all personal freedoms in America, which embodies the concept, it is better to free 10 guilty men than to convict one who is innocent. For the last 30 years, the government has been using various techniques to replace basic God-given constitutional rights, such as the presumption of innocence, with various legal devices, such as the presumption of government regularity and correctness. An example of how this device is used is that judges proclaim they will always believe the government witness over the accused in situations where all other factors are equal. Judges who follow the presumption of government regularity and correctness consider only the government's witness to be an accurate reporter of events and consider the citizen not believable, hence the evisceration of the presumption of innocence. There are case law rulings creating this abomination of justice, which is contrary to the U.S. Constitution. What should happen under our Constitution is, when only the word of a citizen is pitted against the testimony of a government witness without corroborating evidence, the presumption of innocence requires that judges accept the statements of the accused as true. But this new device allows the judge to base his decision on something other than fundamental constitutional principles and to arbitrarily conclude that the government is right and the citizen is wrong. The presumption of government regularity and correctness is a malicious tool created as an alternative to constitutional law fashioned by the New World Order movement. To defeat the constitutional rights of the individual in America, it is the chief technique that allows corroborating government and foreign private interests to transform this country into a police state. Another technique used in transforming this nation from a free state into a police state is the attack of the innocent, those politically incorrect people willing to speak out against tyranny and corruption. Against them, the government uses false charges manufactured by rogue government agents on behalf of the elite who deem themselves to be politically correct, i.e., the New World Order movement. They! Back after a word from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Don't you crawl for the Bilderberg Group. You see, nobody needs them. Hell no, we don't. They're just lunatics, usurpers, eugenicists, and parasites.
Welcome back, friends. This is Deanna. This is Spingola Speaks. And my guests today are Wes Voigt and Roland Hinkson. Are you there, gentlemen?
Yes, we are.
This is Wes Voigt. I'm with you this morning.
Good. Thank you so much. I'm so glad to have you back on the show. I have been reading Roland's book. It is profound, to say the least. And it's interesting. I had no idea exactly how many policemen or agents came to David's home on November 21st, 2002. And it just blew me away. And the problem is that they busted into his house. Correct?
That's right.
They just busted into his house. And, you know, we are all being indoctrinated by the TVs with their cop and robber shows where they show inevitably the police are always busting down the door to get in. And this is indoctrination. They are making it acceptable for agents of the federal government to act in this way. And there were 50 people, 25 of whom had guns. Is that correct?
That's right. They were in uniform with helmets and a whole bit.
SWAT team gear.
SWAT team gear.
My goodness.
And they sealed off the road on both ends so that nobody could approach anywhere on that piece of roadway.
You've got to understand, Deanna, that David was home alone. This was at 6 o'clock in the morning. So a rational person would assume that he was in bed, asleep. There was no one else there in the area. And basically, with 25 machine gunners standing at his front door, we believe that what they wanted to do was they wanted to murder him. This is called collective responsibility, and the government has done it repeatedly. They did it with, well, numerous people. They basically, if David had gotten out of bed and even so much as moved a curtain, they could have taken him out. And then the thing about it is, with 25 machine gunners, whose bullet was it that killed him? If they all shoot at the same time,
sure,
then there's collective responsibility, which means there's no responsibility, and they get to, they get away with it.
Interesting.
And they've done this repeatedly. They did it to Richard Scott, who was the owner of the Scott Paper Company. The government wanted his land out in California, and he refused to give it to the BLM. And they set up a fake sting and said that there were bags of marijuana hanging from the trees in his yard. So they got a judge to sign a warrant. They showed up at his front door. Actually, there were seven federal agents who were armed. They broke down his front door. His wife standing in the kitchen and saw them coming in with guns, and she yelled, "Don't shoot, don't shoot." And her husband, Mr. Scott, was upstairs. They had kind of a balcony staircase, and he was upstairs, and he walked out of the bathroom where he was drying his hair. He had a hairdryer in his hand, and he walked out to see what was going on, and they took him out and shot him right on the spot. His weapon was a hairdryer, and there was collective responsibility. Who could they blame? There were seven of them that were there and seven of them that were shooting.
And they identified the bags from an airplane in hanging in the trees, they said. Of course, there weren't any. It was just, you know, they had to have some kind of a story.
They just make this stuff up, Deanna. It's ridiculous. And then they murder people, and then they get away with it.
Oh, this is unbelievable. This is
unbelievable. Well, that's the reason why we suspected, that when we saw all the earplugs and everything around and all these guns, that their intentions were not honorable.
Yeah,
later, after they grabbed David out of bed, threw him on the floor and handcuffed him, they had no warrant to start with. They rode in on the IRS agent was there, and he was one of the David was suing, and then he denied that he was the one that was there, but David recognized him. And then they hauled him out, and they busted down, I think it was 18 doors, if I remember right, destroyed, and David offered the key. He said, look, you don't have to go and ruin everything. Busting all these doors down, it cost us hundreds of dollars to repair. Of course, they don't repair anything. And they just told him to shut his mouth and be quiet while he busted everything down.
My goodness.
It was in shambles when after they left. And then the FBI agents, this was observed by from across the canyon through a telescope by one of our employees, because they had the road blocked and he couldn't get in. So he went over and he saw all this activity, and he had a scope on his rifle. He took the scope off and watched from several hundred yards away what was going on. He saw FBI agents jumping up and down on the trampoline, and then later on we discovered that they had urinated in his sauna, and abused the place tremendously.
This is beyond government tyranny, and none of these people, of course, had any repercussions. They didn't have any consequences for this behavior. In fact, this is what the government does typically in these kinds of cases.
Yeah, it's the mafia with a bunch of thugs. That's what we've got running around pretending to be the FBI, who is supposedly protecting us.
And if any of the proper agents that do what they should be, and they do their exposure, whistleblow, then I talked to one individual that was an insider, and he said that you go look on the internet and see how many whistleblowers retain their jobs. If you tell what's going on, you might as well just figure you're out of business. You're going to be fired. They're going to do something that's going to get rid of you. And so they got these the good ones, you know, that don't have the courage to stand up, and you know, they got mortgages to pay and kids in school, and they're just scared to death.
Sure.
So they just keep quiet. And
sure.
The average person doesn't want to believe it because this is too harsh. It's called cognitive dissonance.
Right.
Too unpleasant to fathom. People just change the subject and move on to, forget about it.
Sure. And, of course, the mainstream media doesn't cover any of this because that would, because basically these agents are really working oftentimes for corporations.
Yeah, they're controlled by a cabal of certain people. I think out of the six major, there are five of them. They're all controlled by the same people. And they're all part of the New World Order. So all
sure.
this is it. They've got to dumb down the public, and that's what they do.
Certainly, certainly. And, of course, they didn't bother to get warrants or anything like that. And when you have 25 guns pointed at your head and they're calling you all kinds of profane names, you're really very intimidated. You're not going to ask for a warrant, correct?
Well, let me tell you what they do. They didn't have a warrant to come into his house. In fact, what they did was they're very tricky. They got a warrant to go into his factory, but the factory and the house are on adjoining properties, and so the warrant for the factory said specifically they were not to go into or take anything from the house, but they just decided, hey, we're boots on the ground, we're going to do what we want to do, and so they abused their power. They didn't have a warrant to go into his house. They did so anyway, they would have taken him out if he'd shown up at the front door, they expand the scope of their authority when they get a little bit of authority, as they suppose they begin to exercise unrighteous dominion.
Yes, that's true. That's very true. From a very interesting place, yes. And of course, in the Bill of Rights, we're supposed to be secure against unreasonable searches. So certainly when these officers, agents, take an oath to uphold the Constitution, they're swearing falsely. Obviously, because they're certainly not doing that.
The Constitution is considered pretty much now an obsolete document. We honor it, and we put it under glass in Washington, D.C. and everything, but the actual terms of the Constitution are ignored totally.
Certainly.
What they have ever since they replaced our Constitution with the United States of America Incorporated, the Delaware Corporation, they adopted the first 10 amendments as part of their bylaws. And but most people don't have a clue about what's really been going on behind the scenes.
Of course not. And, of course, it's just an illusion. People feel pretty secure. They think, well, we can speak out, or we can do this or that, and we're safe, when in fact it is an illusion, and they do just whatever they darn well please. And if you're in somebody's way, as David apparently was, where he had a business that was a very profitable business, and that probably irritated Big Pharma, because he was providing a service for a reasonable price, and a machine that he manufactured that would have altered their business considerably. And so there was basically a very big motive, as far as they were concerned, to get rid of him, and they used the government agents, the FBI, to do that. We're cutting to a break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
So shine the light of your freedom, the eternal flame for which many a brave heart has died.
Welcome back, friends. This is Deanna. My guests today are Wesley W. Hoyt and Roland Hinkson. Now, he had developed a way of using minerals and had developed a machine and had gone from zero to about $4 million in sales in 4 years. And there were rogue agents in the IRS, the FDA, the FBI, who received assistance from private individuals who wanted to put him in prison so they could steal his business. This is amazing. And the last time you were here, you mentioned that Ted Gunderson was also a part of this scheme.
Yeah, I didn't want to believe that Ted was actually a part of it. He called me up on the phone right after the trial and explained to me that he didn't really have anything to do with it, that people had accused him falsely and so on. And he had a very impressive web page about all the things that he's doing to in the defense of the country and so on. But then all the evidence, the pieces of the puzzle all started coming together, and we could see that everything emanated from Gunderson right after the prosecuting attorney up there, who is bitterly opposed to David and angry because of David having dislodged his security for retirement and so on. And this guy was a bully from childhood. I talked to somebody that knew him back when he was a when he's a kid in high school, and he's always been a bully. But now he's retired, and he was absolutely determined to get David. And he opened all kinds of doors and brought, because he was a prosecuting attorney and had all the authority to prosecute or not prosecute. So he told David, I'm going to put you out of business, and I'm going to put you in jail. And it was all because of what David did, because the guy was unqualified. Supreme Court said he could not run for office again because of what he did. And he was going to get even with David, and so he opened all these doors, and then he worked with the people that later we found out all came from Gunderson.
Yeah, and let me jump in here for just a second. This is Wes Hoyt. Basically, what happened was Gunderson ran for president in 1996, and David made a pretty substantial campaign contribution to him. And Gunderson was impressed by that, and when the campaign was over, David ended up hiring one of the gals that had worked for him, and she was loyal to Gunderson, and revealed to Gunderson that David was making a lot of money. This is when he was ramping up his business, and Gunderson started lusting for David's business and wanted to take it away from him. And basically, he put in place a number of people in David's organization, all of whom came from the Gunderson organization, and they were all loyal to Gunderson, and they tried. There were six different attempts to take over David's business, all of which were thwarted, but Gunderson wanted it, and finally his final decision was he was going to put David in jail and accuse him falsely of crimes that David never committed. In fact, crimes that never were committed, and just sent people to him. Somebody, one guy, met him once and claimed he was best friends and had known him, had met with him and visited with him 50 times. And I mean, he actually testified to that in court, and it was all a fraud. But it was, this is what Gunderson did. He coached this guy as to exactly what he was supposed to say. And the reason we know this is because one of the individuals who had worked for Gunderson came out and gave a sworn testimony, but we were unable to present that at trial. It was a cabal, and it was promoted by Gunderson himself, and it was just, you know, what we learned is that what Gunderson does is he pretends to be a friend of the Patriots. People who are confused about their situation and what to do go to him for advice. He gives them faulty advice and has them actually do things that get them in trouble, and then he somehow profits from that.
And Deanna, he was the head of the Western Division of the FBI with 700 FBI agents under him. That's the reason why he had so much clout.
Sure.
People would turn to him because here's a guy that reported directly to J. Edgar Hoover. They were very close.
Sure. I met him in, I think it was like February or March of 2007 when I went to a convention out in California. And he had a table set up, and in fact, I think I bought a couple of CDs from him. But he was at this Patriot convention. It was kind of a 9/11 truth convention, and he was there representing himself as somebody that would be very helpful. And you always have to kind of wonder if you once worked for the government, particularly like the CFI or the CIA or the FBI, where are your loyalties really, and are you going to use those connections that you made in order to profit in some way after you leave the organization, the agency. We'll be back in a minute.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
It's been this way since the very first dawn. The common man gets trampled upon.
Welcome back, friends.
With his head,
this is Deanna, and my guests today are Wesley W. Hoyt and Roland Hinkson. Now, Mr. Hinkson's website is Roland, ROLANDHINKSONfiles.com/home.html. And you can read the book there. It's you need to read it, people. It's unbelievable. Roland, could you give us a little bit of background about where David's home was, where his manufacturing company was? I know that he did live in Nevada for a while, and he had a run-in with Harry Reid when Harry Reid was running for office, and printed up some pamphlets about Harry Reid. So then he went to Idaho. Where in Idaho was he?
It's up in the panhandle in northern Idaho, a place called Grangeville, and more specifically, a little tiny kind of a stop in the road with a gas station and a grocery store called Stites. It's about 12 miles east of Grangeville. It's farmland up there.
Okay. But when they arrested him, they took him to Boise, Ada County.
Yeah.
Why did they remove him and take him?
Because he was too big of a threat. They accused him of being a machine gun dealer and having hordes of ammunition and all this kind of, what he has is a BB gun and a .22 rifle and a hunting rifle. But this was the prosecuting attorney who put this out and told them all this, and so they came with this big SWAT team and everything because he was such a dangerous dude.
They accused him of being the head of two militias.
Yeah.
They accused him of shipping weapons and ammunition in and out of his factory and having a compound there, an armed compound. And what's interesting is it was the IRS agents who came to town who created this rumor. They actually came to an office of an Idaho state agency in Grangeville, and they began spreading this rumor. And do you know who David Hinkson is? Did you know that he was the head of two militias? Did you know that he was running guns and so on? And then they came back 2 weeks later. Well, everybody in the agency said, gee, we know David Hinkson's running a factory. He's making water, some kind of a water product, out 20 miles outside of town, but we didn't know all this other stuff. So 2 weeks later, they came back and harvested that very rumor by saying, oh, do you know who David Hinkson is? Oh, yeah, we know who he is. He's the guy that is the head of two. See, that's where this all got started. And the reason we know this is because we took the testimony of the head of that agency, that state agency, who testified that he was very interested. He said he had grown up in a Catholic compound in northern Idaho up by Bonner, in the Bonner County area. A group of people who were members of the Catholic Church, and they had an armed compound. And he said, I grew up in this environment. I know what that looks like. And so I wanted to go out to Mr. Hinkson's armed compound, supposedly. And he said when he got there, all they were doing was there were nobody was standing around with weapons. He said people were inside running a factory, and they were making this unusual water, this healthy mineral water. And that's it. And he went around and he interviewed people and talked to people, and it was very open. It wasn't closed. It wasn't locked up for him. And he said there was no evidence that they were maneuvering weapons in and out of the place. Everything that the IRS agent said about him was a complete lie. And one of the IRS agents who started the lie was supposedly one of the victims that Mr. Hinkson wanted to kill. And, they assert themselves and put themselves in these roles, and it's like central casting for a movie or a grade B movie. They write the script and they cast themselves in these roles, and it's totally ridiculous, but it is exactly what they do to people.
Yeah, and, right after they arrested David, I drove all the way up there to Bonner County. And I talked to the FBI there, this Will Long, the one who organized the a later attempt to set David up. And he took me back in a room outside the main office there. And when I talked to him, we had a friendly chat, and he told me that, well, I know David wouldn't hurt anybody. He says, I know he wouldn't have ever hurt anybody. But he says that he had the money, and somebody could have taken him up on his offer. Well, the offer is what they generated. There was no offer to start with. And he knew that David was not a violent, dangerous type of person. And nothing in his history ever showed that he had done anything in violation of law. But he was smart. And he helped people, and they wanted to shut him up. He sued him for $50 million, and that might have been one of the strong motivating factors. Mm-hmm. Because individually he sued him, and he sued the IRS. And David did, he was kind of intrepid. He just almost invited them. He's shaking their cage. So they were going to put him away for good. And the type of thing where they put him, this was Judge Tallman, he put him in the most severe place in the United States, that is ADX, with Massawi, and where Timothy McVeigh, they executed him. David was put 23 hours a day locked up in a tiny little cell, and was left there for years. And,
right.
If these were supposed to be for violent people, And sometime we need to talk about the conditions in our prisons and what they're doing there.
What about Ada prison? Ada County Jail. He was in Ada County for a while. In fact, didn't they lock him up before they even had an indictment?
A year and 3 months, I think, before they even came up with an indictment.
Well, yes, but you got to understand, Deanna, what they did was they had what's called a detention hearing, and they brought in not testimony of a witness, but testimony of an FBI agent who said he had talked to a witness, so it was hearsay. And supposedly this witness was a woman who was a native of Mexico, and she claimed that she had two brothers who had been solicited by David Hinkson to kill three federal officials, and so that Mr. Hinkson was this terribly dangerous person. And in order, supposedly, to certify the seriousness of it, she said, and my brothers have done this before, meaning they had killed other federal officials before. Well, this same Will Long, FBI agent, who's on the Northwest Task Force for Anti-Terrorism and supposed to be protecting Americans, since he knew that this was a fake plot that they had concocted themselves and he knew it wasn't serious, he never bothered to investigate it. But if the FBI had gotten a lead that there were two guys down in Mexico that had not only wanted to kill federal officials, but had previously done so, don't you think that they might have looked into that and they might have checked it out? But this Will Long agent, for 17 months, he did nothing. He allowed the United States to be at risk and in grave danger from these two Mexican citizens who supposedly were violent and had murdered federal officials before. Well, it's a big joke. And
sure.
It turns out they were businessmen. I investigated it and turned that over to the FBI and said, what are you doing? And it took them 17 months before they even looked into it and came back and said, oh, well, these guys are accountants and good businessmen in the community, and they weren't a danger and so on. 17 months they allowed the United States to be at risk.
We mentioned the last time we spoke with you about this gal. She was arrested for... First, she robbed David of $6,600. They caught her.
Wasn't she a housekeeper? Is that the one that was a housekeeper?
Yes, yeah, that's her.
Okay.
And of course, then she got arrested for burglarizing the drugstore and the post office, and they caught her, and the FBI came in and released her because she agreed to testify against David, and that would mean that she could keep the $6,600. And pocket it, and which she did. We never got the money back. Mm-hmm. FBI was a part of the scam to start with, and that's how they pay these informants. And
sure,
you know, we could do a whole show on informants because there's so much material. There are probably 15,000 or considerably more paid informants. 15 years ago, it came to $3.5 million a year. Paying these people, and now they have the technique is like with the Edgar Steele case, where this Fairfax, who planted a bomb under Edgar's wife's car, they can just go ahead and let him keep the money. It was $45,000.
Right. And the similarities between these cases is very interesting. As I was reading through the book, I thought, well, that's just exactly the same kind of tactics that they used with Edgar and Cindy Steele.
Yeah.
Where Fairfax had done some handiwork and whatnot, and then you have people who came in and worked for David in his factory, in his home as a maid, and then he had people in his factory who were stealing from him. I mean,
almost, you know, all of the bad ones. David had 43 employees at his height. We have 12 there left, 12 loyal people that we're still in business. We've kept the company going and investigated by the FDA, and they never have found anything wrong. Everything that we do is 100%. And So, you know, you'd think that they would have us put out of business if there was anything wrong.
Sure.
And they can't, because they can only do it through their strong-arm tactics, through deception and fraud. And, you know, this is the way it goes. But I don't want to make it look like everybody in the government is bad, that they're all doing this. This is the same thing that happened in these other countries like Russia under Stalin and Hitler, and how it came to power and what they did. And the most people just don't believe that they could actually do it.
Sure. Well, it's because they own the media, and so they don't reveal what is actually going on in our country. And so they conceal all of these things, and people are isolated. They have a compression of their time, and they spend their time not necessarily delving into situations like this, not necessarily reading books that talk about this kind of thing. What time they have, they watch a little bit of entertainment, they have maybe two jobs and feeding their family, and so people are really kept in a state of ignorance, and it's deliberate dumbing down in the schools. Something else that I read in your book was that how they demonized him, that when they put him in the Ada County Jail, that they told everybody that he was a sex offender.
Yeah, yeah. And that went on for several weeks. And, of course, we really raised Cain, and it made it dangerous. They had to take him out, remove him from there, because the average convict or person that they're holding, they don't particularly like sex offenders. And, you know, they just as soon killed him as looked at him. And they thought that that's what he was, and of course, quite the contrary. But the testimony from these people that testified against him, that were organized to set him up and to testify against him, that included that David wanted to murder the children. David had five kids of his own. He wanted to murder the children of these people, and that didn't fly. They dropped the charges. He was acquitted of the charges, except for this one liar, this one man, Elvin Swisher.
Tell us about that man. He was a liar and a fraud. He claimed that he was a Korean vet, yet he was born in when 37.
He was born in 37, and he would have been 13 years old when the Korean War started, and 16 when it was over. But when you get to the part in the book where he starts describing his exploits, how he landed on Iwo Jima and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Good
luck
there.
Yeah. You're not there yet?
No, I said good luck there. I mean,
Iwo Jima was
in World War II, and I mean, he had his facts mixed up. Didn't he borrow somebody's DD-214 and create his own?
What he did is... a friend of his, a good friend, his name was Joe Volk, and Joe honored him, as did all the other members of the Sergeant Lanham Marine Corps League up in Idaho, and he had been elected as the commandant, and so as a commandant and with a chest full of medals of every conceivable type, they thought that he was just the essence of courage and valor, and so they were proud. And Joe Volk, actually, he was in combat, and his very close friend, who's the most decorated hero of the Korean War, he had personally carried out 18 men through a minefield that would have been killed by the enemy. That had been injured, he carried them, and so he got the President Nixon gave him the Medal of Honor, the Congressional Medal of Honor, and he had more medals earned than anybody. I think he had something like 102 for valor of every sort. Well, anyway, Joe Volk introduced him to this other hero, Joe Swisher. And so Swisher wanted to claim the benefits that come for injuries from the war and whatnot, and didn't know how to approach it and what to do. And so Joe and Don Clausen, who is the hero, the real hero, he loaned to Joe all of his records so that he could see what he needed to do. And so, Don was dying. He only lasted another half a year or so, I think, from that time until he died, and probably from war injuries. But Swisher then would never mention it.
Roland, we're going to a break. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
In a minute.
Uh-huh.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
So shine the light of your freedom.
Welcome back, friends. This is Deanna. And my guests today are Wesley W. Hoyt and Roland Hinkson. And I mentioned before that when they put him in the Ada County Jail, that they told the other people that he was a sex offender, where basically they accused him of being, or told other people that he was a child molester, which is even worse. And before that, when he was still in a cell, a solitary cell in Moscow, Idaho, that they put a sign on the cell door, killer, so that the guards and the inmates could see, and basically they were trying to create hatred toward David, which basically led to all kinds of mistreatment. Didn't he have a get hurt? Didn't he have a wound of some sort?
So the cord they had chained, of course, they chain them hand and foot, and they were just careless and indifferent, and there was a bolt sticking out of the concrete floor, and so where they had him, they didn't pay any attention, I guess, and he caught on the chain, and he went over, and they had to put a bunch of stitches in his head. I don't remember how many stitches, but that was just before they sentenced him. So he came in delirious from that.
I'd like to just talk a little bit about context here. We as Americans sit back and see this kind of thing happen to David Hinkson, to Edgar Steele, to many, many other people, and we're shocked. The ones that will acknowledge it, the ones that will actually say, hey, I recognize something's wrong here, wonder what can we do about it. And I think it's really, really important that we focus ourselves and give hope to the listeners. Not only are all of these bad things happening, but there are things that can be done, that we can help protect ourselves. There's one rule that applies, and that is that the exposure is the only cure for corruption. But to actually expose the corruption, it takes a concerted effort by people. Since the media is owned by the New World Order folks and they will not expose it, then people have to step up and they have to write letters to the editor. They have to demand that their lawmakers change the laws and take away these broad discretionary rights that prosecutors have and that law enforcement has. And they have to be willing to support the innocent, especially those who are trying to defend the innocent. In Edgar Steele's case, if the listeners will just go to free-edgar-steele.com, they will see his story, and they will also see that there's a place where they can donate. Right now, Edgar's in the process of developing a defense. The trial is March the 7th. That's not that far away. The Mrs. Steele, that is Cindy Steele, is trying to raise the money to defend her husband. And there's a nonprofit corporation set up, the Edgar Steele Defense Fund. And if people will make contributions to that, I mean, we're talking about even $10 will help. That they can actually do something. I mean, this is not a situation where we sit back and say all is lost. We have a chance to actually make a change and make a difference. There was a House bill that you should know about in 1998. It was House H.R. 4276, which made a list of things, and it said if there is an indictment.
We're going to another break. I'm sorry. We'll be back and finish that story when we come back.